Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, you have myself, Reginald Atitula, and for one more segment on a Tuesday, you've been blessed by B. Scott from Hiram Clark.
Bonus B. Scott from Hiram Clark.
You love to see it.
Glad
you really
to do,
do
it, man. Well, we got important stuff to talk about, though, because this Nico Collins thing is big news. It was the thing that I wrote about yesterday from the press conference, like Nico Collins.
Where can we find that?
And it's just on sportsradio610.com, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, of course, the Odyssey app, all of those places, same places where you can find the In the Loop podcast segments that Figgy puts together for you so nicely, all of that.
I love to see it.
I didn't know you had that on cue. Look at Figgy back there. I should have known.
Super producer.
I should have known, man. But it is a big deal. I know it's just he's week to week and it doesn't feel like that's a big headline.
Mm-hmm.
But underneath that is basically the admission that he probably will not be available to you, not just in this game, but probably the next two games.
Yeah.
But at the very least this game, because we know these hamstring injuries are not just a small time or a short time thing, I should say.
Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. This is D'Amico Ryan talking about Nico Collins' availability.
Yeah, Nico, he's in good spirits. Of course, with the hamstring, it takes a couple weeks for a hamstring, so we'll evaluate that, you know, on a week-to-week basis to see when we can get him back.
How do you replace what he's brought to you all this season?
Yeah, missing Nico would be very difficult. Like, Nico has been the best receiver in the NFL this year, so do you replace him? No, everybody just steps up and whatever role you're asked to do, just step up and play your role the proper way. Nobody has to go out and be Nico, right? There's one Nico. He's done a great job of that. Now whoever is next, when your number is called, make the plays that you're supposed to make. He's attacking his rehab the right way. Our staff will help him get back right when that right time is.
Yeah, everybody can't just come in and be the boogeyman. But first of all, just John, like, let's get into it. What is this Texans offense without Nico Collins? Because the way that it sounded, one, as you mentioned, maybe even two, with the hamstring. I mean, what are we looking at here, man?
Well, first of all, I hate when someone says good spirits because it always, the connotation is always like,
he's down bad.
Oh my gosh.
Down like, horrendous.
Who died?
He's eating through a straw. You know, it's like,
or somebody died. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, that's sad. Like,
exactly.
Don't tell me. Like, I know his heart was in the right place, but I don't want to hear he's in good spirits. I mean, that's what they said about my mom, you know, when she was on her deathbed. I mean, it's awful, but I get it. It's good spirits. Now, how do they respond?
The underlining of the good spirits is that something bad is
happening. Something bad has happened. Yes.
Yes. I might be on a different page from you guys. As he said, you don't replace that.
Yeah.
But I think you're in a place where you have some pieces that can fill that role. Like, keep in mind, you know, Nico was perfectly healthy going into this game. So they did all these things on the fly. You know, and I know they've practiced it and all this other stuff. But, like, I think Stephon might get a bigger role.
Yes.
I think Tank Dell might be able to be the guy that stretches the field a little more.
Maybe.
I think Xavier Hutchinson has more than proved his worth. Forget John Metchie. Sorry, I love you, but, you know, he can't be in the equation at this point.
He got three snaps after Nico Collins left.
But right? but I will say, everybody's going to have to bump up a little bit.
No,
here,
look,
right?
Again, so like, Nico is just in another hemisphere.
Yeah.
But I think they have, if you can take it anywhere, you know, maybe this position.
So I'm actually excited about it from this standpoint.
Ooh, excitement.
And it's probably just the way that I'm trying to, because I mean, let's just keep this in context here. Nico Collins, all right? CJ Stroud during the offseason called him a generational talent, and we were like, man, look at CJ having his boys back there, bigging up his mans, you know, like, you know, Nico Collins, really good player. But
he knew.
He said, Lisano Gaib.
He did.
My mans was on to something.
Yes.
Like, it seems like Nico Collins is, like he said, generational talent, Andre Johnson type of player. What does Nico Collins look like this year?
That
generation
very
talent.
Very Dre-like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like, let's give him credit for that. Leading the league in receiving yards, leading the league in catches for first downs. Only four receivers have been targeted more than Nico Collins this year. Like, he is one of those dudes, that dude in the league right now. So like, I don't want to make it seem like there is another even version of that. Like Lopez said a minute ago,
you can't. I mean,
he's in another space right now.
Yeah.
100%.
And when the head coach is acknowledging that right off bat, like, because, you know, coaches are not going to be frequently willing to tell you that, oh, yeah, no, This is just going to be different. Like, it's going to be a step down. And so for a coach to acknowledge right off the bat, yeah, we're not expecting anybody to go and be that guy.
I'm sensing that you, Reggie, feel like it will be a big hit. I think it's a hit, but I think they can withstand it.
Well, it was a clear distinction within that game the offense was different.
Yeah. It's an obvious hit. That's not even the argument I want to try to make it's not a hit. What I'm trying to say is with Tank Dell, we've had this conversation throughout the first 4 to 5 weeks of the season, or let's just count the games that Tank has played in. I know he missed one. Tank Dell, how do you get him more involved? How do you tap more into the Tank Dell that we felt like we were on the way of seeing last year before his leg was broken?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so to me, this is not addition by subtraction, but it is an opportunity to unlock something in Tank Dell. And to Lopez's point about stretching the field, that is a thing. Nico Collins has turned into a do-it-all type.
Yes.
You can go to him underneath. You can hit him in the scramble drill. He can take the top off of defense, as we saw him do in this game, right? Like the play that he got injured on.
67 yards.
Yeah. The play that started the Indianapolis Colts regular season game to end the season last year.
75 yards.
So, like, it is there. But Tank has that in him as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity to feature him in that way. And so, to your point, Lopez, and this is where I think you and I are on the same page. They have enough pieces to withstand that. And then you think about Stephon Diggs and how he factors into that. Well, there's your underneath guy.
Mm-hmm.
You still got Robert Woods, who I know a lot of people kind of roll their eyes at and say, "Why is Robert Woods still on this team?"
Consummate veteran.
There is an example of why. Because you needed depth somewhere, and you needed the most reliable guys behind the guys at the top.
Yeah.
Because you knew at least one of them, between Nico, Tank, or Stephon Diggs, somebody was going to get injured at some point. You were not likely to play 17 games with all three of them. So now what does it look like when the guy who's emerged as the best of them this year so far, at least Nico Collins, when he's out, and then one of them has had to take a back seat, if you will,
yes,
for whatever reason, just has not been as involved or as electric as you want him to be. Well, now's the time.
Yeah, for some reason, my brain is consistently, and I say this with all due respect to all parties involved, thought about Tank Dell as the Chris Bosh of the big three here, right? Yeah. Like where he's had to have his role shifted a little bit and become a star in a different role in order for everybody else to succeed, right? And yes, this will give him an opportunity to do more. I think our guy, Clint Sterner, said on the drive yesterday, right? Like, you look at the wide receiving core that you had in the second half of this game against the Bills, and it's better than what you had in the playoffs, right? Like, it's better than what you had in that situation, right? And so I still think that that's good. And I'm glad that you guys are so positive because it allows me to be negative comfortably. While also appreciating understanding. Stephon Diggs, still a number one wide receiver. He showed that in this game. He does all of those things, making tough passes, all of that. Tank Dell, I think that you can use him in the big play situations like you did with Nico Collins, right? On that 67-yard pass up the middle, right? You have that. What I'm concerned about, and I thought about this during the second half of that Bills game, there is a clear lack of somebody with the connection with C.J. Stroud on third downs. And this is going to tie into something that we talk about even more at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
First and second down, you have been lighting on fire. Third down makes third down that much more important.
Lighting on fire in a bad way.
Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I say that as to say you take money out of your pocket and set it ablaze because that helps nobody, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing on first and second down, it feels like, for the most part, at least efficiency wise, and when you talk about that. So third downs become that much more efficient. And what has been happening time and time again on third down, particularly with maybe sometimes protection breakdown. CJ's out here playing scramble drill. And who is he connecting up with?
Nico Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one.
That becomes a lot more difficult with everybody else. And I say that not to denigrate them, but it's just so different. And when third down has become so much more important because you have not been successful on first and second down, I have a little bit of concern that the rest of these receivers are going to be as reactive to those third down situations and helping you pick up first downs. And if you are not continuing as many of those drives, now we're in a dangerous place.
Yeah, I'm glad Reggie's bringing this up because to me it just increases the urgency that you get better on first and second down.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, not that Reggie's point is not a good one, but let's try to avoid his concern as best
Please.
As we can.
Look, I'm with you on avoiding that concern.
Let's try to get away from these disadvantageous situations on third down.
Yeah.
Let's try to be more efficient on first and second down, whether Nico Collins is there or not, because that's just not a way to live. Like, this would be a criticism of the team whether Nico was healthy or not.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, let's get better there. But then that does, I think, again, speak to the opportunity that Tank Dell has. Robert Woods was somebody early on last year who C.J. Stroud did have a connection with on third down before the weapons around them started to emerge.
Talk me off the ledge, yes,
and,
please.
Well, and of course, Robert got hurt as well. So, like, the team changed a little bit as the season went on, and so he wasn't that anymore. But also, this is where Stephon Diggs can make his money because, like, what's he here for then if he can't be, like, your – to me, that was, like, the biggest – check mark of the Stephon Diggs signing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like how they were on third down last year. Like leading into that Indianapolis game, they were like 18th, 19th, somewhere 20th,
yeah.
somewhere around there on third down efficiency. Now they were very good in that game and it helped them, you know, their final clip for the year.
Yeah.
But going into that game, they were not very good on third down and they talked about that in the offseason, wanting to be better, more efficient on third down. You signed Stephon Diggs. To me, this is where Stephon Diggs makes his money. This is where Dalton Schultz should be making his money.
Yes.
Both guys that they have paid handsomely to be there and to be reliable options for C.J. Stroud on third down when a Nico Collins is not available.
To me, it's another guy that needs to make his money too, because like as I mentioned at the very start, this kind of happened in the moment. Well, now you have a week of game planning and preparation. I've called Bobby Slowick a savant. Let's see it. Like this is where you have to be able to exploit some matchups, get Stephon Diggs in a situation, get Tank Dell in a situation where they can maybe make up that ground that you're losing with Nico Collins. I think this is as much a Bobby Slowick game as anyone.
And my big thing with Tank, okay, and Clint and I have talked about, you brought up Clint earlier. We talked a lot, he and I, about Tank being used more gadgety this year than he was last year. Like, it seemed like when he really took off, it wasn't the gadget stuff. They were using him like a, you know, like a wide receiver, dare I say, right?
Yeah. Correct.
To me, especially now with the addition of Stephon Diggs and the emergence of Nico Collins, now Collins out, it to me kind of forces them into putting Tank back into Tank Dell wide receiver mode.
Yeah.
Like, let's do less gadgety stuff. Not to say that they won't do gadgety stuff. That just means maybe, unfortunately, Xavier Hutchinson or John Metchie are part of it, or Steven Sims or the gadgety guy. But specific to Tank, you line him up like a wide receiver
and that's slow.
And you run wide receiver plays for Tank Dell, which I am intrigued by and think can be and should be a good thing for the Texans.
Yeah, and you mentioned Dalton Schultz. You saw that start, you know, heating up in the second half. You saw him get more of those involvement. I'm not saying that they don't have the possibility to. Robert on the YouTube mentioned Dell, Hutchinson, Woods, Meshi, Schultz, Stover, Nico is out for a couple weeks, next man up. I hear that, right? And that is something that I'm sure D'Amico Ryans is saying explicitly. Next man up. I want to break down what's actually happening and what needs to happen because I looked at kind of the efficiency on third down for the teams this year, and I'll point this towards you, Lopez. Show me just where does it look like the Texans are.
Way over to the right.
Yeah, way over to the right where you are having really efficient plays on third down passing the football. Literally only two other teams have had more efficiency on third down, and that is the Commandos and the Saints. Like, third down has mattered so much. And of course, I've elevated some of the reasons why. I want to see the fullness of these guys get involved on third down. But sometimes, like, no, having that fallback safety guy that Nico Collins was, in addition to being the boogeyman in all those places, I hope that does not hold this team back in any way in these upcoming weeks. You know what I mean?
I think we all acknowledge that Bobby Slowick has got to be better on first and second down. But the brilliance on third down so far for the Texans has been the combination of C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins. You take away half of that, right, without Nico Collins.
Yes.
But you still do have half of that with C.J. Stroud. Let's see if you can get another half somewhere within this collection of characters that we're talking about between Tank, Dalton Schultz, Robert Woods,
make
whoever
no mistake,
it might be.
I don't want to make a habit of this.
No.
Nobody wants.
And honestly,
I want to be better on first and second down.
Right. Yeah. And I think they have the capability of doing that, right? I know someone mentioned that Tank Dell kind of had some of that relationship scramble-wise last year with CJ.
Yep.
It's kind of funny because that was
the Tampa game.
That's my one concern with Nico being out of things that might be a little bit less easy to replicate.
Yeah.
But like this offense outside of that, they should be able to do a lot of the things that they already do. That's the one thing that just without Nico that I'm really watching to see if they're able to address.
By the end of the Patriots game, my hope for C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell is that they've killed the narrative that they've got some kind of chemistry problem or that they're not on the same page this year, different from last year. That's been a conversation just because CJ's missed him a couple times and they just have not found it. Hopefully by this game they have.
I like it. B. Scott hanging out for an additional bonus.
A little bonus.
B. Scott bonus segment edition. Here on a
you
Tuesday.
You get a text from Parker?
Nah, man. Parker knows we're good, man. All right,
very good.
Parker knows where to find me.
And look.
In the studio.
Yeah.
So I'm not far.
He can hear it on air. If he has anything to say, just send him in here. We'll get a lunchtime confession out of it. All right. It's John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Attitula. It is In the Loop here on a Tuesday. Appreciate you hanging out with us. And as I mentioned, it is coming up time for lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next on Sports Radio 610.